where the post-COVID economy begins. Support the sponsors of Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Sunshine is returning. It's going to be overall a very nice day, making our way up to about 80 degrees.
64 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First. President Biden has signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law. Yesley Vega, candidate for Virginia's 7th Congressional District, said that if she's elected, this is what she hopes to do regarding the spending plan.
And it's my hope to be a part of this freshman class that is going to put forward policies that are going to start putting the American people and America's interests first.
Albemarle County Police investigating a report of shots fired. It happened early Tuesday morning along Queens Court. Nobody was hurt. Record-setting lottery profits are providing about $779 million in funding for K-12 public education across Virginia.
Virginia's annual HAZMAT conference is right around the corner. The goal is to provide people with everything they need to know about HAZMAT situations. It's open to the public and HAZMAT responders across the Commonwealth. The conference is scheduled for September 13th in Newport News, and online registration is required to attend. The city of Charlottesville and, to a lesser degree, Albemarle County are closing in on new laws regarding zoning in the area with the hopes of increasing affordable housing. Neil Williamson of the Free Enterprise Forum was on WCHV Radio Tuesday morning.
I do believe that it will increase the opportunity for housing affordability because it will increase the supply in an allowable way, not a demanding way. So that would mean that units in most of the city, most parcels would be able to develop at a higher density, but not be required to. So the property owners will have the option to perhaps put a duplex or a triplex on their property instead of whatever the single-family home that right now is demanded by code.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studio, 65 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that delivers your morning news right to your Facebook feed. Just follow the page WCHV Radio.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for our Wednesday. Sunshine is returning. It's going to be overall a very nice day, making our way up to about 80 degrees for our high, a little closer to where we should be for this time of year after some below average days. Mostly sunny, but a stray shower cannot be ruled out during the afternoon hours. Tonight dropping down to about 60 degrees under partly cloudy skies. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.